Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am finally here. I know there's a new episode on Thursday. It is Wednesday afternoon at 4:06 p.m. in New York City, and I still haven't done my recap. No, I also haven't done Toots and Boots, which is also going to happen tomorrow for this episode. But Roger, David, and I will be doing it live and in person because Roger is in town. So we're going to take care of that live and have a good time. And then we're going to go watch tomorrow night's episode out in the bar together. So very excited about that. I kept putting off this recap because I hated this episode. I'm going to put it right out there right now. It's not because of who went home or who was in the bottom or who won. I just thought it was a bad episode. That's all. I just didn't enjoy the episode really at all. There's two things that I liked that I hope I don't forget to mention. One is in a picture, so I won't forget that. But the other one I don't want to forget either, because it just made me laugh so hard. I even rewound the show to watch it a few times because I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But we will get to that. They are very minor things because I did not enjoy the episode at all. So they're very minor things that I really did like about it. But that's that. If you want to toot and boot along with me on Insta Story, you can't because it's already been done because I'm a week late on this recap. So we've already done the toots and boots on Insta Story for this episode. So those are gone. Sorry. But join me this week when we do it for this coming episode, which we now know is the Snatch Game of Love. There you go. But this is not the Snatch Game of Love. This episode is entitled Show Up Queen. It is the name of this song that they did. This is RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 6. I don't think I even said that. Episode 7, Show Up Queen. And they had to write their own lyrics to this song. And it is an empowering song, and they are supposed to inspire people. And then they were divided up into teams, which seemed like there was no purpose for them to divide up into teams. There was no real team aspect to it because they were all on stage at the same time together. And then they had to choreograph their numbers, but they also had choreography with the whole group. It was just so weird. And I didn't understand it. And then we got to see the performance, and then we had the runway, which was hot. Tropics. But let's get right into this episode. I'm going to share my screen so we can look at the pictures. We start off by counting lipsticks, of course, and everyone voted for Akiria except for Raja. We also know that Kylie Sonique Love also voted for Akiria, so it was very unanimous or anonymous, as Kylie likes to say. So it was Akiria's time to go. She is a great drag queen. There are several queens still in this show that she is better than, in my opinion. But this was not her time, as RuPaul likes to say. But she's a great drag queen. I've seen her live, and she does put on a really, really great show. Jan then brings up that there are 5 winners and 2 people who have not won a challenge, and those are Pandora and Eureka. Just calling it right out. I'm sure a producer encouraged her to do this. Jan, this is not a good look for you. But it's also foreshadowing for what happens on this episode. You bring it up, you're going to suffer the consequences, bitch. I will say that I still love Jan's outfit here. I think these arm cages are really, really special. I think she looks great in her goth look. And so that's all I'm going to say about Jan right now. Here are our teams. They pick teams. So Raja gets to be the captain because she survived the elimination. And Kylie is the other captain because she won last week. Raja picks first and picks Jan. Great. And then Kylie picks Ginger. Raja picks Trinity. Kylie picks Eureka, which leaves Pandora standing alone. And as the last one picked, I like it when they get to pick which team they are going to be on. That didn't happen this time. RuPaul just says you're on Raja's team. The end. End of story. Like I said, I prefer when they let the last person standing pick which team, because I think that would have shaken things up a bit, because I kind of think she would have picked the other team. Yeah, that's just my thoughts. I don't know. Those are your teams. Rue talks with the teams. She wants to make sure that they know the assignment, that they're supposed to inspire with their verses. Eureka does hers, and RuPaul makes a fisting joke. Because Rika says something about putting your fist up in the air. Kylie then tells us a story about how she went to meet RuPaul in Atlanta after her season. And RuPaul doesn't remember any of this. But she signed her calendar, her Drag Race calendar, and a book, and her RuPaul doll, which if you look behind me, there's my RuPaul doll right there. I took her out of the box this year. Our other team, she talks to them as well. She wants to, again, make sure that it's inspiring. Jan, if you even look at this picture, is not looking at RuPaul. She makes sure to tell Trinity to not be preachy, and then she tells Pandora that she has not won a challenge, which Pandora already knows. And she tells that she asks Pandora how she's going to get a win, and she says, "I'm going to do what I did for episode one when I was close to winning, and change the lyrics up for this one." So right there, she told them what she's doing, and then they didn't get it later on. Freddie Scott is our engineer, and he is dreamy. Ginger made some very rude comments towards Freddie. I don't know what she said in his presence, but in her confessional, she talked about Freddie getting fingered in the movie. Freddie is adorable. I love having him on our screen. Our producer is Leland. We've seen him before. I believe he's part of the Vegas live show as well. Not in it, but behind the scenes with the music. So that's our producing team. Excuse me. I'm not going to go through all of their singing. Their singing was fine. They made Kylie sing louder because she's soft-spoken. Ginger had to have the microphone lowered. They did plug in the equipment this time and showed them actually using it with lights and everything. So I think they are learning from their past when people are onto them and say, "Those aren't even plugged in. Why are we even bothering to do this for television's sake?" Onto choreography, they're choreographing themselves. excuse me, again, Raja puts Trinity in charge of choreography because that is what she does, and she is happy to do that. Pandora struggles. She's not a dancer, and she knows it. Jan is getting it very, very quickly and wants to move on, and Pandora is just standing there, lost. The other three girls are sitting on the side, and Ginger pipes up and says that someone should stand out front and see how it looks and make sure everyone's on the same page and everyone's up to speed. And Trinity takes big offense to that. And it kind of comes back to bite Ginger in the ass later. That's all. Kylie's team, she is the team captain. They don't have a leader. They're all going to put their input in. And that is very evident in this when they can't figure out what they want to do. One queen wants to do something, another queen wants to do another thing. They all have ideas and blah, 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 blah. I thought Eureka and Ginger might hit each other, but it didn't happen. And their end performance turned out fine. It was just for dramatics effect, I'm sure, in the editing. Mother RuPaul on the stage in this gorgeous dress. I love this dress so much. I think this is the best she has looked this season. I can't say enough about this dress. And I mean, I guess it's because Zaldi was the guest. So she brought out the best, very best Zaldi costume that she could get. Or maybe he planned it that way. But she looks exquisite in this dress. It is so, so good. I love it. I can't say enough about it. I love the colors. I love the print. I love the high-low of it. It poofs out exactly right. And the corseted body part is stunning on her. She looks great. Oh my God. It's so, so, so good. Then we get our performance of Show Up Queen. This is just the opening the opening part of it. They're all together, and then they break off into groups onto these little bleacher sets and do their parts. Again, I don't know why they broke it off into groups, because there really wasn't any group work happening for the most part, because the other queens were right there as well. Jan was up first. Her verse was completely wrong. She didn't get the assignment. She totally messed up. I think the problem with Jan, especially this season, is she wants to be referential to Drag Race because RuPaul loves that, and it has backfired on her. It's backfired on her twice now. It happened during the pink table talks, where she said that's the vulnerability that the judges are looking for, when that had nothing to do with the challenge. I don't know why she brought that up, because We were supposed to be in a talk show, not in a competition. I realize it is a competition, but it wasn't part of the challenge. And this one as well, she's supposed to inspire people, but all she did was talk about how great she was and how peppy she was and how wonderful she was. Her outfit, I think, is really cute, actually, for a performance. The wig, it's fine. This team decided to go with purples and pinks for their costumes, and I think it worked really well as a team. I really like that. But her verse was bad. Pandora Box also had a bad verse. It's very unfortunate that these two were the very first ones because they were so bad. You were like, this team is doomed. But again, the team didn't matter. I think Pandora looks really cute in this. And she combined both the pink and the purple with her look as the other queens. That's the color scheme that they were going for. I think the outfit's very cute. It's a great performance outfit. Was it a great verse? No, not at all. But she did warn them that that's what she was going to give, the exact same thing that she did on the first challenge. And it was the same song. Instead of dick, 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 we got ha, 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 ha. And they read her for it, even though that is what she told Rue she was going to do. Raja gave us purple in this. She looks gorgeous in this outfit. I think this is my favorite outfit of all the groups all together. She looks great. Her verse was really good. I wish it rhymed completely, which it did not. But I think she did a great job at this. They read her for her champagne colored boots. They didn't bother me that much. It would have been better if they were a lavender or purple tone because it would have completed the outfit. But I think she did a great job. Finally, we have Trinity K. Bonet in this group. She's given us hot pink look and hair. I love this wig. She had the best verse, clearly. She did everything right for this song. She did the choreography perfectly because it was hers. And RuPaul even pointed that out. And she was great. She was she and Raja were great in this episode. I think Trinity was a little better because her verse was a little stronger. That's all. Overall, the group, I mean, Jan and Pandora really brought it down if we're judging it on group status, but I don't think it wasn't really a group challenge to me. Their group choreography, I thought they did fine. Pandora did what she could. She's not a dancer, but she did the moves. Eureka O'Hara, her verse was good. I'm not going to deny that. She did the splits, which I don't enjoy a lot of queens doing because I think they're overdone now. I don't like this wig. I do like her outfit. I like her outfit because it's kind of tuxedo-like. You can't really see it in this picture that well, but I think it's a great performance outfit. These ladies did black and white with different colored hairs, apparently, because that is what I'm seeing. I didn't notice it actually on the show, but seeing it here, I do see that. So I think Eureka did fine. She did say that she's a size 16, and that is a lie. Sorry, Maury, that's a lie, because I am a size 20, and I am half the size of Eureka. I was going to say a third, but I'm probably half the size of Eureka. So 16, I think not. Sorry, Eureka. Ginger Minj looks a hot mess. This outfit is hideous. They did say it would probably look better if the jacket was open. I don't think there's a full bodysuit underneath. I think that's what it's meant to be. It looks like she's wearing a diaper. An unfortunate diaper as well. Her verse, I don't remember it because I was so distracted by this outfit. It is maybe the ugliest thing I've seen on the show so far. Her fashion this season has been very, very questionable, starting from her entrance look as the toad. Kylie Sonique Love, I love this skirt. I hate this wig. The boots are fine. I love the skirt. That's what I love most about it. And that is really all I remember from it as well. I think Michelle said her lyrics weren't very inspirational at all. And I'm going to say probably not because I don't remember a single one. Obviously, if we're judging by teams, this team did much better than the other teams. but look at these outfits. I mean, Ginger Minj, what is wrong with you? They're at the bleachers. You can see them in where they were all standing. So they were all there the whole time. That's why I don't understand it being a team challenge specifically, but whatever. Who cares? on the runway, it is Hot Tropics. Jan is giving us, I believe she said, J-Lo meets Snooki. So that is, I believe she said also something about when she thinks of the tropics, she thinks of the Jersey Shore. That is a very New Jersey thing to say because they have nothing in common. New Jersey is not the tropics, but I like this outfit. I think the outfit's actually really good. I think the hair is fun. The bag, the matching bag is great. The little cocktail koozie thing is lovely. I think she did a good job with this runway. Pandora Box is giving us 50s. Socialite going to the Hamptons or to the beach. I don't know where she's going. Maybe to the Bahamas. St. Thomas, I think that's the island they go to. I think she looks adorable. I love, love, love this look. It's very Pandora. The flower in the hair is exquisite. I love that she's wearing pearls with it. I love that her suitcase matches her dress. She took the challenge and made it into her style, which I truly, truly appreciate. And I think this is one of the best looks she's had on the runway. And I've actually liked a bunch of her runway looks this season, but I think this one is one of my favorites for her. Raja De O'Hara gave us a two-piece. I call this Simone Light because it is very, very reminiscent of something Simone wore on season 13. And I don't like it. That's all I'm going to say. I find it very boring. I wish there was some kind of overlay, like even just like a sheer like caftan kind of thing or a robe or something. It's just very, 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 very basic to me. The opposite of basic is Trinity K. Bonet giving us Carnival in Brazil. I don't think it meets the challenge, in my opinion. Do I think it's a great costume? Yeah, sure. Do I like it for this challenge? No, not at all. I'm not a fan of this. No, I don't know what else to say. Not a fan. Yuriko is giving us a beach ball. While I think this is very creative and a great concept and idea, no one wants to look like a fucking beach ball. And because her belly is so big, she looks like a beach ball. I'm very torn on it because I love the idea of it. I just don't love the way it looks on her. That's all. Ginger Minj had the unfortunate, was unfortunate to go after Jan because their looks are so similar and Jan's was better. She did the same kind of hair, the same silhouette. Jan is slightly taller than Ginger, not much, but worked her outfit better. Ginger's has so much fabric. I think she even bragged about it, having 36 yards of fabric in this coat, and it is just too much for her short, short body. And I believe Zaldi said it swallows her up, and it does. I like the idea of it. I don't like the execution of it. Finally, we have Kylie Sonique Love. She is giving us some kind of bird. and she said that it is an homage to her roommate at the time. I don't believe they are roommates any longer. And now her name has slipped my mind. No, it didn't. It is Sasha Colby. I was going to say Colby, but it's Sasha Colby, who is an amazing performer, who is now a cast member of Sasha Velour's Nightgowns. I've seen her many, many times here in New York City. They're about to go to Europe as well. Sasha Colby is an amazing queen. If and when they start letting trans women on the regular season of Drag Race, she would win the show. She is phenomenal. But well, let's not talk about Sasha Colby. Let's talk about Kylie Sonique Love in this outfit. I'm torn on this outfit as well. I think it's really, really good. I love this wig. Michelle even called it out that she liked the green wig for the first time in 400 years. So I, yeah, I just don't know if I, it's a little too costumey for me as far as an outfit. She called it a dress during Untucked. I was like, that is not a dress. Girl, you are wearing a bodysuit with some feathers on the diagonal. So while I think it's beautiful, I don't know that I love the outfit. But it's not a bad outfit. I will say that. Our winner this week was the one and only Trinity K. Bonet. She took off her back, obviously, for the critiques, because there's no reason to hold that the whole time. And I think she deserved to win this. I didn't her runway I didn't like, but I thought she was the best in the challenge. And I think that's really all that matters in All Stars these days. Our safe queens were Raja, Eureka, Kylie, and Ginger. Like, who's that other one? Ginger. They are the safe queens, and that leaves Jan and Pandora in the bottom two this week. I think that this is fair judging. They were by far the worst in the challenge. While I think both of them had better runways than some of the other queens, I do think that the runway doesn't count for very much on Drag Race All Stars at all. I'm still here, everyone. That was just my laptop falling off my desk. You probably saw it all. And we are just readjusting. I hope this is the next picture, but let's go back just to make sure. Yes. So this is, who is this? This is Trinity K. Bonet. this is what she changed into for her lip sync. And I wish she would have stayed in this other outfit because it, not this one, this one without the back, because I think, obviously take the headpiece off, because I think it's actually a better outfit and it would have been fine as a dance costume as well. So yeah, I don't know why she changed into this particularly, but she did. I don't agree with it, but you know, she can do whatever she wants. That's the way it is. This ring light is giving me my death now that it's fallen down. So we're just gonna finish this. This is where one of the things I love, we get to see our lip sync assassin and it starts to slowly crawl up. And Eureka O'Hara says, maybe it's Madame LaQueer. Where the hell did she pull that out of? Did she see Madame LaQueer recently? I don't know. I know she lives in LA now. I know she has lost a bunch of weight. So she's probably the same size as the actual lip sync assassin. But why would you, how would you come up with that name? And why would you think she would be a lip sync assassin? She lip synced once on the show and lost. Yeah, great. but it was one of my favorite things because it was just so absurd and just made me laugh. Again, I rewound it 3 times just to hear it. Our real lip sync assassin is the one and only Alexis Mateo. Bam! I love Alexis Mateo, so I'm happy to see her. She is a great lip syncer. She's a great performer. And with her, you know, you're going to get a show. They lip sync to J-Lo's Dance Again. This is a perfect dancing song for both of them. It does favor Alexis a little. They are both Puerto Rican, but I know that Trinity is a good dancer as well. So I expected her to do really, really well. But the worst thing possible could happen, and that is Trinity's wig comes off. And it flustered her a little bit. I think if she would have just played it off like it was planned, because it was kind of a moment where she ducked her head and it fell down. I actually really like her hair. she could have came out without a wig and this hair, and it would have totally worked for this song and this outfit. So I think this wig was, while it was a failure on stage, I think it was a bad decision as well, because I think she looks better without the wig on. Let's go back and look. Yeah, it's just a plain flat wig. I know she loves them. It's a long flat wig, but you know, then it, when it falls off, it's a huge mess. This was actually her putting it back on that I snapped the picture of, but I think she looks better with the blonde hair. I'm gonna say everyone's saying because Trinity's wig fell off, she lost, but Alexis Mateo won this. She changed, she had a full body costume underneath there that was just all fringe and moved wonderfully as she danced. She didn't try to do any tricks. She just danced and lip-synced the fuck out of this song. So she was our winner. Trinity K. Bonet has now lost 2 lip-syncs on the show to Laganja and to Alexis. Our bottom two, Jan and Pandora, look like they're going to throw up because we have to decide which one is going to go home this week. Which one? Alexis pulls out Pandora's lipstick as the first lipstick she pulls out. But wait, there's a surprise. She's also pulling out Jan's because it's a tie. It's the first time on the stage, we have seen the tie. We had it backstage, and again, it was Jan in the tie before with Scarlett, but we didn't need that because Ginger won the lip sync. I guess it wouldn't have mattered if it anyway, because Ginger had Scarlett's lip sync anyway, so Scarlett would have gone home anyway. But then we get to find out that, as it's stated in the All-Star rules, which I think they just made this up because I don't think anyone knew this was happening, the winner of the episode gets to show her lipstick and that lipstick, and that's the person that gets to go home. Trinity was pissed that she had to do this. Not only does she not get the $10,000, she has to show her lipstick on the stage to the person that she is sending home. And the ultimate decision is hers. And she picked Jan. Rue pretended to be surprised. I don't know why she pretended to be surprised. I mean, when Pandora's lipstick was first pulled, she gasped, and then she gave us this face when Trinity sent Jan home. I don't understand this at all. Acting is not RuPaul's thing. So we say goodbye to Jan once again. I think she said she came in eighth on season 12, seventh on All-Star 6. So she did improve slightly. And here she is, leaving us once again. This is my other favorite part of the show. Alexis Mateo says, I got two free lipsticks, bitch, and walked off the stage. That is the way to do it. She's very happy that she got some lipsticks. She's going to go paint her face and get the hell out of here. Of course, Jan is not fully gone because we have the game within a game that has still not been revealed. And at this point, I don't think it's going to happen until we get to the finale, because we're running out of time. There's only six queens left. If there's a top four, there's only two more episodes. So I don't understand what this is. At this point, I don't even care. but Jan's excited because she's not fully gone. She's determined that she's coming back. And we will see. I don't think she's coming back, but you never know. Next time, like I said at the beginning, is the Snatch Game of Love. I hate the Snatch Game of Love version. But I'm happy that it's at least a version of Snatch Game that I get to see, because I do love Snatch Game. Our contestants are these terrible pictures of Cheyenne Jackson and Fortune Feimster. They teamed up as cops on season 11. Yeah, when Akira was there. That's 11, yes. So we get them back together. They are going to be competing against each other. Not really against each other. They're competing with sets of three for Snatch Game of Love. I think they will be lovely, lovely contestants. And I hope there's no riggery in this. I did read something about who the queens are playing in Snatch Game. I can stop sharing this computer. I'm in a very deep shadow now that my light ring has fallen, but that's fine. I did hear who some of the queens would be portraying, and I can't remember all of them. I know Raja is doing, who's left? Raja is doing LaToya Jackson. Trinity is doing Whitney Houston, who we had a terrible one for Monet, so I hope this one is a little better. It's also interesting because Yara was going to be doing LaToya Jackson as well. So I don't know if we were going to have two, if we were going to have a fight, or if Raja switched it once Yara was sent home, or if that's the reason they sent Yara home, is so that Raja could do this one. Who knows? Who knows what's happening in the world of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars? Kylie, I believe, is doing Dolly Parton, who we just recently had on Australia, which was terrible. Eureka is doing Divine, and I am excited for it. I really, really hope she wins this. I don't know that she will, but I hope she does. I can't remember who Pandora Box is doing. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Ginger is doing Phyllis Diller, which I think is great, but I also think maybe that's Pandora, because Pandora would be a great Phyllis Diller as well. It's right in her alley with Carol Channing. I don't know. I can't remember who Pandora was supposed to be doing, unless she's doing Phyllis Diller, and then I can't remember Ginger Minj, one of them. But those are the ones I've heard. I don't know if any of them are true, but I think there's going to be some great ones, and I think there's going to be some bad ones, as there always is. Whitney Houston is a rough one to do. I think Rue tries to discourage people from doing it, but we'll see what happens. She likes Trinity, so maybe she'll love this Whitney. That's all I have for you today. I'm going back to work because I am working today, obviously, but I am at home. And Roger, David, and I will be back with you when we record live tomorrow. So you'll get that tomorrow for the Toots and Boots for this episode. And then I'll be back next week with Snatch Game, maybe with Roger again, because he and I usually do Snatch Game together. I know that he is going to Provincetown, so it will just depend on his schedule and if he wants to do it while he's there. Speaking of Provincetown, I will be there in 3 weeks, but he will be there on Saturday. So that's that. Thank you all for watching and listening. Sorry if this was so late. Again, I told you I did not like this episode. And so I just kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I just didn't really want to do it. And I thought about skipping it. Then I was like, nope, suck it up and do it. Thank you all. Please stay safe out there. The Delta variant is taking over. We are back to masks indoors at work for me, which is why I'm at home. And vaccinations required for bars, restaurants, gyms, and theater when it opens very, very soon. So please, please get vaccinated if you can. It is the best way to stop this. I'm not saying it is a cure. You can still get it, but your symptoms will be less and you most likely won't be hospitalized or die. Those of you who are not vaccinated, are going to suffer the brunt of it. So please get out there, protect yourself, wash your hands, social distance, wear your mask when you have to, because we're going to have to wear it again. I have to wear it again every day. Be safe. I love you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.